Welcome back to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and your leadership. And today, I'm thinking about ending the myth of the complete leader. Now, just this morning on my walk, I finished Harvard Business Review's 10 Must Reads on Leadership. And their final article, very fitting in its placement, was entitled In Praise of the Incomplete Leader. And it was written by Deborah Ancona, Thomas W. Malone, Wanda J. Orlikowski, and Peter N. Senge. And in it, the authors relate a fabulous story. They say, years ago, one of us attended a three-day meeting on leadership with 15 top managers from different companies. And at the close of it, participants were asked to reflect on their experience as leaders. And one executive, and this guy's responsible for 50,000 people in a division of a manufacturing company, he goes up to a flip chart and he draws two pictures. Now, the image on the left was what he projected to the outside world. And it was a large, intimidating face holding up a huge fist. The image on the right represented how he saw himself. And the image he drew there was a small face with wide eyes, hair standing on end, and an expression of sheer terror. And the authors write this, "We believe that most leaders experience that profound dichotomy every day, and it's a heavy burden." And isn't that true? I mean, we all have our presenting self, and we have our real self. And we do this in life, and we do this in leadership. Well, to help mitigate this challenge, what the authors do is they develop what they call a distributed model of leadership. And their leadership framework, it posits four leadership capabilities that all organizations need. Now, as an aside, let me tell you this. Long time ago, Warren Bennis said, leadership is a lot like beauty. It's hard to define, but you know it when you see it. I love that. And because leadership is hard to define, what thought leaders do is they give us multiple leadership frames. And as you and I begin to look at all these different leadership frames, it can get kind of confusing. But I think the key for us is not necessarily to find the frame as much as it is to find a workable frame that helps us make sense of this exciting, challenging, painful, and pleasant task of leadership. So the distributed leadership framework that Ancona and Malone and Orlikowski and Senge give us, it includes four components. And here are the four. The first one is sense-making. Now, what this means is understanding the context in which the company and people operate. And there are individuals within the organization, they do an incredible job of making sense of the context. The second component is relating. And this is the idea of building relationships within and across organizations. The third component is visioning. And that's the idea of creating a compelling picture of the future. And the fourth component is inventing. Now, that's developing new ways to achieve the vision. And what the authors say is that no one has all four of those in great degree. They may have one or two of them in a large degree. Now, I'm not going to dive into their model much more than that. And as I've told you before, you know, my intention on this podcast is not to try to explain things like that as much as it is to capture the aha moment. But I would encourage you to dive deeper. And the reason I would is because I think this model that they offer is very insightful and very helpful. As a matter of fact, the entire book, The 10 Must Reads on Leadership, it's a 5-star in my opinion. It's well worth the money you spend, and you can find a review and you can find links to purchase that book in a variety of forms at onmywalk.com. But let me go back to the point the authors make, which is my overall aha moment today. Listen to this.
Rarely, if ever, will someone be equally skilled in all four domains. Thus, incomplete leaders differ from incompetent leaders in that they understand what they're good at and what they're not, and have good judgment about how they can work with others to build on their strengths and offset their limitations.
So do you hear what they're saying? no one will be equally skilled in all four domains. In other words, none of us is the perfectly complete leader. But, and this is their point, being incomplete doesn't make us incompetent. And this makes me think back to what I discussed yesterday in my podcast, the essence of which was be yourself with great skill. And as we do that, recognizing we can't do it all, that we are incomplete, then we begin to search for the competent people around us to help fill in the gaps. And this is part of the author's contention. Here's what they write. Once leaders diagnose their own capabilities, identifying their unique set of strengths and weaknesses, they must search for others who can provide the things they are missing. Now, as I reflected on this, I thought about their title for this article, and they entitled this article, In Praise of the Incomplete Leader, which I think is a fabulous title. And in my paper copy of the book, here's what I wrote on that title page. This is obvious, but unfortunately, what is obvious theoretically is not always embraced personally. And isn't that true? I mean, oftentimes we understand things theoretically when it comes to leadership, but putting them into practice, practically and personally, well, that's a different story. So my point today is this. If you want to lead better, work smarter, enjoy life more, then let go of the myth of the complete leader. Find those people in your organization who excel at sense-making or relating or visioning or inventing and lean on them, especially when they're stronger in an area where you are weaker. Yesterday, I was working on a post for my site, The Leader's Life and Work, and it's coming out next Tuesday, but I was writing, reflecting on some things from General Ulysses S. Grant, and it reminded me of what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, that two are better than one. But I had one of those aha moments there, and I wrote, two are better than one, writes Solomon, but only to the extent the second is competent. And after listening to these authors, I would add that two are better than one, but only to the extent that the one recognizes he or she needs the two. So again, if you're trying to be the complete leader, I've got great news for you today. You don't have to be the complete leader. In fact, you can't. As Ancona and Malone and Orlikowski and Senge remind us, the complete leader, that idea is a myth. So get to the more important task of finding the people who help complement your weaknesses. Doing that makes you, it makes me, it makes all of us competent leaders. Well, ending the myth of the complete leader, that's my thought on my walk with Harvard Business Review's 10 Must Reads on Leadership. Now, what you do with it, well, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.